Bump, Set, Spike. It's time for high school volleyball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on CARE Radio. Our coverage of high school volleyball is proudly brought to you by our CARE Radio Sports Boosters. We now head to the court for all the action.
And we welcome you back to Dodge City, Kansas, as it's the 2A State Volleyball Tournament hosted by the Kansas State High School Activities Association. As Jefferson County North getting set for their second match in pool play as they're taking on Maranatha Christian Academy. So it's the Chargers versus the Eagles, and this is certainly a must-win game here for Jeff County North. They lost in their first match of pool play earlier this afternoon to Garden Plain in straight sets. It was 25-17 and 25-20. They're getting a Maranatha Academy team just coming off a grueling three-set win over the two-seed Ellenwood, 25-20, 24-26, and then 25-18. So Maranatha is in a good spot, winning their first of three pool play matches. But then after playing a long three-set grind, they get right back to it, and they get a well-rested Jeff County North team who is eager to get a victory after losing to Garden Plain in the opening pool play match. Appreciate Joseph Curry back in studios in Atchison, keeping us locked in on the air here on CARE 93.7. Again, I'm Brandon Salmon. Thank you for tuning in, whether it's on the airwaves or online at mscsports.net. Again, a must-win scenario here for Jeff County North if they want to keep their hopes alive of getting to the semifinal action tomorrow here from United Wireless Arena. Moments away from the first serve with Maranatha and JCN. Should be a good battle between these two. Again, the Eagles just getting a three-set win over the two-seed Ellenwood just moments ago, so they're right back to it to play another match. It's been a while since Jeff County North lost to Garden Plain. It's been a hot minute. They've had, well, enough time to rest and get ready for this one. So we'll see how it plays out, but again, must-win scenario here for JCN to keep those championship Saturday hopes alive. So JCN will hit from left to right, as I said, courtside. It's going to be JCN to serve it up, and we are underway here in this matchup as Holly Ford sends it away. Maranatha getting the first point as that one gets bumped out of play by the front line at JCN, and the Eagles have an early 1-0 lead on the Chargers. Tate Shear, the freshman, serving it up for Maranatha, sends it across. Push to the other side. Thompson with the kill, and Thompson for the finish. Macy Thompson, the junior, getting JCN on the board. We're tied at one. Audrey Bell serves it up. The libero, Victoria Brown, puts it right into the net, and the Chargers get a 2-1 lead. So after Maranatha scored the first point of set one, Chargers have bounced back with two straight. Once again, it's Audrey Bell serving it up. Here's Maranatha here on the near side. There's the spike and a monster kill shot by Madison Piva, the 5'9 senior. And we're tied at 2-2. This will be the Eagles libero back to serve. That is Victoria Brown, the 5'1 sophomore. 2-2 here in the first set. Must win here for JCN, trying to keep their championship Saturday hopes alive. Manville with the kill shot. Maranatha on the back line, keeping it alive, and then it's whacked into the net by Sienna Alexander, and a point for JCN. They lead 3-2. Again, they were swept. JCN was by Garden Plain earlier today, 25-17 and 25-20, dropping to 0-1. In a pool play. Here's Jordan Rank serving it up for JCN, and a good defensive play at the net. Macy Thompson in there. Addison Manville, a part of that front line. Good defensive block up against the net, and JCN's lead is now 4-2. There's the bump set spike. It's him. Good block on the back line by Jefferson County North. Maranatha here on the near side. It's going to be Piva again, and then it's knocked into the back line for Jeff County North. Manville, the kill shot. And she gets it right back, and it's on the back line now. Marinatha here on a third shot has to get it over, and somehow it finds a soft spot there. I think we're missing a point. It's showing 3-3 on the board. We'll have to double-check that, so we'll call it 3-3 as it shows on the scoreboard. Jeff County North had an extra point on there, but possibly not. So we'll go 3-3, and there's a 4-3 lead. JCN getting the finish there by Emma Ruckdeschel. Now we're getting a late sub. Now they have added the point. So it is right. It's now 5-3, Jeff County North. Well, they did confirm that with the scores table. So 5-3 Chargers here in the first set. Corey Bertles to send it away for the Chargers. Victoria Brown sends it back over for Marinatha. Chargers putting it in front of the net. Ruckdeschel spike into the net. It's up in the air, but it'll be in the net for JCN, and it's a point for the Eagles. 5-4 JCN. And the serve hits the side antenna. Madison Piva, the senior. And it's a free point for the Chargers. They lead 6-4. Addison Manville sends it across for the Chargers. Here to the near side. There's the spike attempt by Tate Shear, and it's good. A point for Marinatha. And they're back within one at 6-5. The other court right now, Hillsboro has a 21-13 lead on St. Mary's Colgan. Looking to sweep that one in the other pool play match going on right now. Here's Marinatha, sends it across, Shear on the near side. Chargers now have a chance to push it over on a third try. Piva on the back line, pushing it up front, tipped over by Jones, and it finds the soft spot, but it's just out. Not inside the line, JCN gets the point. And their lead is 7-5 here in the opening set. Claire Jobbins will serve it right into the nets, and a free point for the Eagles. Back to within one. It's 7-6. This will be Sienna Alexander, the junior, serving for Marinatha. Gets it on the side. Jobbins sends it up front, and just miscommunication on the front line for JCN. Eagles get the point, and they tie it at 7-7. Eagles are 1-0. They just came off a win over 2-seed Ellenwood. JCN needing this one after losing to Garden Plain earlier this afternoon. Jobbins on the back line, pushing it to the front. There's the set. There's the spike from Jordan Rank, and it's a point for the Chargers as it was tipped out by the Eagles. 8-7 JCN here in the first set. Holly Forge back to serve for the Chargers. Gets it across. Here to the near side. It's Reagan Reeder. And she finishes one inside the back line for Marinatha. And we're tied at 8-8. So back and forth we go. No team is led by more than two here in the early going. That one barely gets over the net, but then nice diving save by Audrey Bell for JCN. That one blocked at the net, but it's out, and a kill shot for the Eagles, and they take the lead over JCN. It's now 9-8 Marinatha. Marinatha with a win could essentially eliminate JCN from the semifinals tomorrow and punch their ticket with a 2-0 start here in pool play. JCN still has to play the 2-seed Ellenwood. There's another point for the Eagles on the far side. That was well set to Reagan Reeder, who finishes. And Marinatha has scored three straight and lead it by two here in the first set at 10-8. This one's sent on over, and then it's hit out of play. That's going to be an ace for Tate Shear, and Jeff County North is going to take a timeout. 11-8, Maranatha here in the first set. We'll pause for a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 here on CARE 93.7.
Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville wants to congratulate the Jefferson County North volleyball team and wish them the best of luck at state this weekend in Dodge City. Gals of Grace has new fall t-shirts, flannels, and sweaters, so stop by and see them from 9 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 2. Check them out on Facebook for the new fashion updates. Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique at 518 Main Street in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
Here on CARE 93.7, Joseph Curry back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman here in Dodge City. Jefferson County North volleyball here at the 2A state tournament. Getting a free point as Maranatha put that serve into the net. They trail the Eagles now 11-9. That stops a four-point streak by the Eagles. Now Jefferson County North on the defensive end, and that was Madison Piva who put that one home. Back to a three-point Maranatha lead at 12-9. And if you're just joining us, JCN lost their first match of pool play earlier today to Garden Plain, 25-17, 25-20. So again, a pretty much a must-win scenario here for the Chargers to keep their hopes alive for tomorrow, playing the semifinals as the Eagles get another point. As a tough go out of the timeout for the Chargers. Now 13-9 Eagles. As the libero Victoria Brown sends it over for the Eagles. Pushed to the far side. Manville taps it over. Saved up front by Maranatha. Piva here on the near side. Her shot is in. It was blocked by the front line at JCN, but it stayed on that side. And Maranatha now with their largest lead. They lead 14-9 here in the first set. Brown to serve it up once again, the sophomore. Back line put up in the air by Forge. Manville the kill, but it's saved on the back line by Maranatha. Here's Piva. There's the spike attempt, and that one is good. Boy, she is very athletic. Madison Piva, 5'9 senior, putting that one home. She's put quite a few home tonight in this first set. JCN's going to take another timeout here in the first set as they trail Maranatha Christian Academy 15-9. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds here on CARE 93.7.
Kendall Bank congratulates the JCN volleyball team and wishes them the best of luck at state. Kendall Bank continues to deliver a personal touch, whether it's at the door, on the phone, or online. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender in Valley Falls, Winchester, Nortonville, Overland Park, and Westport.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Back here at the 2A State Volleyball Tournaments in Dodge City, Maranatha Christian Academy leading Jefferson County North 15-9 here in the first set. Maranatha 1-0 in a pool play. They just came off a impressive three-set win over two-seed Ellenwood. Maranatha came in as the 7 seed. They now 28-2 record, or 28-12 record, excuse me, after their win over Ellenwood. Here's Piva again, and then it's going to be a violation against Jeff County North up against the net, so it's a freebie for the Eagles. That is now 5 straight points, and 9 of the last 10 have gone to Maranatha. They have opened up a 16-9 lead here in the first set. To Garden Plain, so they're 0-1. And again, they need this one to keep their Saturday hopes alive. Here's Victoria Brown to serve it away for Maranatha. Gets it across. JCN punching it over on a second try. And now we're going to get a whistle and another violation against the net for JCN. Make that 6 straight and 10 of the last 11 points for Maranatha. 17-9 their lead on the Chargers here in the first set. Brown sends it over. Line drive to the back right corner. Manville sets it up front. Gets it back her way, but her tap is short into the net, and it's 18-9 Maranatha as they are now cruising here in the first set. Brown back to serve. Listed at 5-1. Neil Libero, sophomore for the Eagles. Sends it over with some good pace. On the back line, pushed up front. That's Thompson's kill. Back up into the net, and then out of play, and the Chargers get a much-needed point. 18-10. That stops a run of 7 straight for Maranatha. Still a lot of work here to do for JCN in the first set, trailing by 8, 18-10. Jordan Rank sends it over for the Chargers. This side to Piva, punched over with the left hand, nearly found the hole, and it's out of play. Chargers couldn't get it back over. It's now 19-10, Maranatha. After this match, it'll be a 2-match wait before JCN plays Ellenwood in the final matchup of pool play tonight. We'll still have one win or lose. That one into the nets, and JCN gets a much-needed point. Manville with a nice job there. Good efforts on her end to earn the Chargers that one. It's 19-11. Eagles leading the Chargers here in set one. This one sent on over by Corey Bertels, and her serve is too strong, and it's an easy point for Maranatha. Their lead now 20-11. As it's Madison Piva now, the senior, back to serve. Spins it in her hand twice. It's the call from the official, sends it over and right into the net. So an easy point for JCN, now down 20-12. So Addison Manville back to serve for Jeff County North, sends it across. Maranatha here, a couple odd strikes, and then has to get it back over. Jobbins to Libero back in, Manville on the spike. That was Ruff to Shell, beg your pardon, and Ruff to Shell puts that one away. A big point for JCN, back within 7 at 20-13. So 3 of the last 4 points, and 4 of the last 6 have been scored by the Chargers. Manville sends it over, pushed up front. Shear sends it over the freshman for Maranatha. Ruck to Shell. Her spike attempt is in as it looks like Maranatha was up against the net, so it's a point regardless for Jeff County North. And it's now 20-14. They're back to within 6. Manville again sends it over high with the right hand. Might have been out, but saved on the back line anyways. Here's Maranatha pushing it up. Third shot, it gets over. Jobbins on the back line pushing it up. Manville sets it up. There's the spike. It's blocked into the net. And it's going to be a point for the Eagles. Audrey Bell couldn't quite get that spike attempt over. And it's back to a 7-point Maranatha lead here in the first set, 21-14. Lane Schrammick, 5'9 sophomore, serving this one up. And that one is long and a point for JCN. Down 21-15. Blair Jobbins, the libero for JCN, serves this one across. Piva sets, pushing it up front, pushed over by Jones on the front line. Now Manville sets it up for Audrey Bell, and she finishes for the Chargers. 21-16, Maranatha by 5. Where the Eagles just built such a big lead early, Chargers have scored 5 of the last 6, but still are down 5. Far side, pushed over with the right hand by Reagan Reeder. Jobbins will push it over 2 hands to the other side. There's the fake. There's the spike attempt by Shear, but the Chargers now have it. Bell, her spike attempt pushed up in the air by Victoria Brown. Sent over, blocked. Sent up in the air by Zion Jones. Back to the far side. Now the Chargers here playing on the offensive end. They push it to the front. It's Jordan Rank with the finish for the Chargers. It's 21-17. Here comes JCN crawling back here in the first set. They were down 18-9 at one point here. They have worked it back to 21-17, and that one is out of play, and it's Going to cause Maranatha to call a timeout as this one's back to within three. 21-18, JCN back down three here late in the first set. We'll pause for 30 seconds. Back in a moment here on CARE 93.7.
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store have any fresh, hot food options?
We've got it all.
Can Petro Convenience Store give me a high-quality fuel at a competitive price?
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store offer great personality?
We've got it all.
More than just a convenience store, now serving soft-serve ice cream. Stop by Petro and Valley Falls to experience food, drinks, and personality.
Food, drinks, and personality. As the kids say,
we've got it all.
Jefferson County North not going out without a fight here in the first set. Down 18-9 at one point. They have battled back here against Maranatha, but they still trail by three. It's now 21-18 Eagles. And out of the timeout, a service error by Jobbins, and it's a free point for Maranatha. So the lead is back to four at 22-18 here in the first set. And now the Eagles back to serve, sending it over is Alexander. Alexander back in front. Jones the spike attempt. Not much to it. Finding the soft spot, and then JCN can't get it back over. Back-to-back points out of the timeout for Maranatha. Their lead is back to five at 23-18. Maranatha on the serve. It's Alexander sending it over. Manville sets it up front. Bell with the spike, and Bell with the kill. Audrey Bell. Big point. For JCN, 23-19. JCN down four here in the first set. Stacey Thompson checks in on the front line for the Chargers. As this will be Jocelyn Siever serving for JCN, and she puts it right into the net. And it's set point for Maranatha now up 24-19. Now the Chargers need a big rally here to keep set one alive. It's Tate Shear, sends it over. Manville at the front, sends it back. Bell, and she finishes with a nice authoritative kill shot here on the near side. The Seaver sets up Bell, and Bell gets the point. Now it's 24-20, Maranatha. Audrey Bell back to serve. Spins it in her left, hits it over with her right. Piva settles. They set up Piva. Spike into the net, and it is going to be a point. Hold on. And that's a point for JCN. The spike by Piva went into the net and then out of play, and they celebrated like they had gotten the point. Maybe they thought JCN had touched it on the point of attack, but JCN stays alive, now down 24-21. Here's Piva. The spike attempt just gets it over. Now Jobbins has to push this one back over for JCN to keep the set alive. Here's Victoria Brown. Nicely played there defensively. There's a kill shot by Rank, but saved on the back line. Piva, spike attempt. It is long and out of play. 24-22. Here comes JCN. Still a couple set points here for Maranatha. And we have a pause here. The official here on the near side is talking to the official now on the far side stand. It's getting loud in here. Of course, you got two courts going at one time. The matchup behind us getting ready to start is Wabunsee and top seed Smith Center. Good crowds for both those teams there. As the official right now here on the near side talking with Maranatha head coach Sam Soliday. So here we go. Chargers serve down two late in the first set, 24-22. There's a spike attempt on the far side. Good dig out there by Audrey Bell. This one goes to the back. Jobbins needing to get it across. It's tapped over by Manville. It's going to be a double hit, and JCN's back to within one. 24-23. That's four straight. And now we get a timeout. We pause for 30. Back in a moment here on CARE 93.7.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial.
That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and representing over 35 companies, allowing me to provide you a tailor-made policy that fits you best. Contact me, Dave Taylor, Tanya Reed, or Michael Skaggs at 785-863-2631. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Back here in Dodge City, Maranatha has had four straight set points, but the Chargers have earned them all and have gotten back to within one, 24-23. Maranatha still a point here. There's the spike by Tiva, and it is inside the line, and that's going to be a JC in points, and we're now tied at 24. 24-24, it was blocked and just landed inside the line. So the best of two here. JCN will set it up. Manville taps it over, finds the soft spot right next to Piva. And the Chargers now have set point. They lead it 25-24. Six straight points for JCN. Young throws it into the net, and JCN wins the first set. What a rally for the Chargers. 26-24. They take it. Set one over Maranatha. We'll pause for a two-minute timeout. Set two coming up next here on CARE 93.7.
This is Jonathan Schmidt with Outdoor Concepts and Design, and after 6 years, we look forward to another year of providing our high-quality services. In the last year, we've upgraded our equipment line to better provide our excavation services. Whether it be regrading a property, trenching in drainage or utility lines, building a new driveway, or just general property maintenance. We look forward to your phone call. You can reach us at 913-674-0300 for a free quote to get your dirt done right.
Winchester Meat Processing wants you to know they can do it all. From wild game custom butchering or that prize deer you just took down last weekend, Winchester Meat is a cut above the competition. Your first stop for Hickory brand meat. And don't forget about the retail case as well, where you can find the best quality beef, pork, jerky, and more. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Winchester Meat Processing. See all their products online at winchesterprocessing.com or visit them at 203 Winchester Street in Winchester.
Today's new hit country, Hot Country 93.7 FM.
Courtney's LLC, family owned and operated for over 30 years, sells more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Contact Courtney's LLC, 913-796-6198, or see them north of McLeod.
Fall is a time of awesome colors, seasonal celebrations, and best of all, fall foods, including all things pumpkin spice. For the families served by the Union State Bank of McLeod, Union State Bank of Oskaloosa, and Union State Bank of Atchison, and across our seven locations, it is also the time to reflect on your accomplishments and think ahead to the new year. Union State Bank offers rewards-based checking and savings accounts, loans, and even cash management tools for your business. Now in their 120th year, see them to find out why they believe they are rich in community.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Back here in Dodge City, the 2A State Volleyball Tournament. What a rally for Jefferson County North. Down 18-8. To Maranatha Christian Academy in the first set. Battled back a little bit, but still we're down 24-20, and they score the final 6 or 7 points to take set one over the Eagles, 26-24. I should have said it was 24-19, and then they rattled off the final 7 points to upend Maranatha in the first set, 26-24. So JCN, a much-needed set victory as we get set to start set number two. We're in Dodge City. So Maranatha now needing set two to force the third set. JCN needs to win this to keep their Saturday hopes alive. There's a set spike attempt, but it's out of play. Audrey Bell just mistiming that one a little bit, and Maranatha takes the first point. But was that one in? No, it is Maranatha's points because they're serving now, so they have the 1-0 lead. They'll send it on over a near ace, but dug up. Manville sets it up and then taps into the net, and the Eagles get that one. 2-0 Eagles. There was a stretch in the first set where Maranatha had scored 11 to 12. And really at that point looking like they were going to put it away, but JCN came clawing back and earning that set 26-24. There's a point for JCN. They get on the board. Now down 2-1. They'll send a sub in. That's Macy Thompson. She stands on the front line with Jordan Rank and also Andre Bell. So this is Jocelyn Seaver back to serve, and that one goes long, and it's 3-1 Maranatha. So the libero back to serve for Maranatha. That's Victoria Brown. She sends it over. Jobbins putting it up. There's the set, and there's the spike for JCN's Audrey Bell. And it is now 3-2 in favor of the Eagles. Bell back to serve after earning that point. Siva pumps it up. Brought here to the near side. Siva pushing it back over with two hands. Saved up in the air by Siva on the back line. There's the spike attempt. Knocked out by Reeder. Then on over by Piva. Jommins will put it high in the air and then bump towards the front of the net, and it's going to be a point for Maranatha. They can't get it over on three cracks. So it's 4-2 Eagles here early in the second set. They need it to force a third. JCN won the first set in comeback fashion, 26-24. That one barely tips over the net, but in play, pushed to the far side. Manville had her spike attempt blocked, and it's going to be a point for JCN, or correction, Maranatha gets that point. JCN was in the net. So the Eagles now lead 5-2. So the Eagles to serve this one away, and that's going to be out of play, as Reagan Reeder's serve was a little too strong, so it's a point for JCN. They're now down 5-3. Jordan Rank serves this one away for JCN. Far side, there's the set. Piva's spike attempt is blocked, put at the net. Manville tries to spike it. Now she pushes it back over with two hands, and it lands just inside the back right corner. And it's 5-4, JCN down one. Or correction, now 5-5. Nope, I was right the first time. It is 5-4. Not sure why they added another point to the board there. There's a set, spike attempt, and out of play. Now it is 5-5. So three straight for Jeff County North, tying it early here in the second set, 5-5. Shoot it on over to the backside. There's Kiva's spike attempt, and that one lands home, and that's a point for Maranatha. 6-5, Eagles in front here in the second set. Wabunsee, an 11-9 lead on the court behind me in the first set of their matchup with top seed Smith Center. Kiva sends it over. There's the set and the spike and the kill. Madison Manville, the senior, puts it home for JCN, and we're tied at 6-6. Corey Bertles back to serve, the junior, for Jefferson County North. High here in set two. Sends it on over. The libero, Brown, sets it up front. There's the spike attempt and a point for Maranatha as Tate Shear, 5'7 freshman, puts it home. Maranatha back in front, 7-6. Lane Schrammick, a sophomore, back to serve for Maranatha. Throws it high, sends it across with the right hand. Pushed up by Manville to the front. They set up Manville, and she finishes. Beautiful feed by Audrey Bell. Middle of the net, and slammed home by Addison Manville, and we're tied at 7. Danville back to serve. Sends it long and out of play. Maranatha earns that point on the service there. 8-7 their lead here in the second set. JCN won the first set 26-24 in comeback fashion. They were down 24-19 in that set and scored seven straight to end it. Here's Victoria Brown setting it up for a teammate up front, Paige Shear. Now the Chargers with Brooke Deschelle. Sends it. Victoria Brown nearly out of play, but it's sent on over by Madison Piva. So a good save there by Maranatha. Tapped over by JCN. Now they'll get another opportunity. Eagles push it back over. Manville to the front. Ruck Deschelle hits it over with the right hand, right into the spot of Victoria Brown. Near side, Shear sends it over. Now Jobbins on the back line, behind herself, swings it over with two hands. And then that one finally lands out of play. And it is a point for Maranatha. Their lead is now 9-7. A little bit longer rally there, but the Eagles get the point. And their lead is 2 over the Chargers. And there's an ace as that one lands in a soft spot. Sienna Alexander, a junior, gives Maranatha a 10-7 lead. Three straight for the last 5 points for the Eagles. Alexander again sends that over with some pace. Jobbins sets up Manville. Manville pushing it over. Maranatha sets and will spike it. Jobbins saves it. Lands right into the front of the net. And that's going to be a double hit and a finish there by Audrey Bell, earning the point for JCN. And they're now down 2 at 10-8. Smith Center, Wabunsey behind me, tied 14-14 in their first set. That's a near ace, and that one ends up being an ace. 10-9, Maranatha upset with themselves there, letting that one go. JCN back to within one. Jobbins sends it over. Set up by Shear. Pushed here to the near side. It's Reeder for the kill, but right into Jobbins' hands and sent back over by JCN. Here's Victoria Brown. Sets it up front. Nice dig on the back line by Manville, but Maranatha is going to earn the point. And the score is 11-9 in favor of the Eagles. JCN won the first set, 26-24. They need to win this one to keep their hopes for playing in the semifinals alive tomorrow. There's a tap over and a point. Zion Jones, a freshman, finishing the front of the net for Maranatha. It's now 12-9. Their lead is 3 here in the second set. Shear sends it over on the cross. Jobbins pushing it up front. Spike attempt from Rank, but it's knocked into the air. Piva sends it back, and then a third shot is hit awkwardly by Shear, and it's a point for the Chargers. It's 12-10. Maranatha's lead is 2. Quick sub as Jocelyn Seaver, a junior, checks in. She'll serve for Jeff County North. Dribbles low a few times, throws it up high, sends it across with the right hand. Victoria Brown sets it up front. Piva with the spike, barely nicks the net, lands in a soft spot, front right of the net. Maranatha earns the point, 13-10 their lead. Jones comes out for Maranatha, 13-10. Victoria Brown sends it over with the right hand. Manville up front. Sets up Thompson, her spike attempt, not much power behind it. Now here's Piva for Maranatha. Jobbins on the back line, pushing it up to Manville. There's Audrey Bell, her spike attempt is kept alive and then whacked over on a third shot with the left hand and then taps at the net. It's going to be an Eagles point as the battle there won by, I believe that was Reeder, and it's now 14-10, Maranatha by 4 here in the second set. And JCN wants to take a timeout. Maranatha 14, JCN 10 here in set 2. Take a 30. Back in a moment here on CARE 93.7.
Courtney's LLC, family-owned and operated for over 30 years, selling more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Call Courtney's LLC at 913-796-6198 or see Courtney's north of McLeod.
Kendall Bank congratulates the JCN volleyball team and wishes them the best of luck at state. Kendall Bank continues to deliver a personal touch, whether it's at the door, on the phone, or online. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, in Valley Falls, Winchester, Nortonville, Overland Park, and Westport.
Maranatha Christian Academy trying to force a third set with Jeff County North. And a must-win for the Chargers here at 2A State Volleyball in Dodge City. Out of the timeout, Eagles earning another big point. Their lead extending over the Chargers now at 15-10. Maranatha has scored five of the last 6 points and three straight as well. And JCN, if you're just joining us, lost earlier to Garden Plain in their first pool play matchup in straight sets to drop them to 0-1. And then it looked like they were going to lose the first set here against Maranatha, but scored seven straight to win it 26-24. Now they get another point for Maranatha as a violation was committed by the Chargers. 16-10 Eagles here in set two. Maranatha is 1-0 in pool play. They're coming off a three-set win over the two-seed Ellenwood. Victoria Brown's serve goes into the net. And a much-needed point there for JCN, now down 16-11. Audrey Bell, the junior, to serve for the Chargers. Sends it over with the right hand with good pace. Set up front here for Maranatha. There's the kill shot, but that one is long. And back-to-back points for JCN, now down 4 at 16-12. And JCN was down 18-8 in the first set, and then 24-19. Scored the final seven. That one is out as well, so JCN, just like the first set, slowly kind of creeping back in, now down 3 at 16-13. Audrey Bell continues to serve for JCN. Got a near ace. Here's Piva near side kill, and that one is in for Maranatha. So they get a big point there on the kill from Madison Piva, the senior, and it's 17-13 Eagles. Maranatha back to serve. It'll be Reagan Reeder, 5'10 junior. Takes her time, lofts it up, sends it across. Jobbins in the air. Deceiver on the back line and then pushed over by Manville, but that one is out of play. Maranatha earns the points and they're back up by five at 18-13. As Reeder back to serve once again. Sends it across, saved up in the air by Seaver. Pushed to the far side, Manville kills that one and keeps it home. And a point for JCN, now down 18-14. Smith Center, a 22-20 lead over Wabunsee. In their first set, the matchup behind us on the other side of pool play. That one bumped at the net, and then it's going to land, and it's going to be a point for Maranatha. 19-14, their lead is five. Piva sends it over for Maranatha, pushed up in the air by Seaver. Bell has to chase it down, sends it to the front of the net. Manville pushing it over with two hands, and Brown with a diving save for Maranatha to keep it alive. Jobbins on the back line, pushing it up front. Manville, the spike, blocked, and a point for JCN. It stays on this side, and it's now 19-15. Get a quick sub in. Macy Thompson checked in. Also, Evelyn Smith, as well, is in the game for JCN on the front line. Corey Bertle sends it across on the serve. They set it up, tapped across, and a good defensive effort at the front line. Smith and Ruckdeschel. And it's 19-16, back-to-back points here for JCN. Here's Corey Bertle once again, sends it across. They set up Bad sheer, but good defense there by JC. And Ruff Deschelle goes into the net, and a point for Maranatha. Now 20-16 is their lead, trying to force a third set. Again, JCN needs this one. More than likely, hard to see a 1-2 team getting to the semifinals. It's not impossible, but they would need a lot of things to break their way. Here's Young. Good defense, though, blocked at the net. Again, Ruck Deschelle and Evelyn Smith, a part of that duo up front, earning a point for JCN. Down three now at 20-17. Madison Manville back to serve. Sends it across with the right hand. A near ace, but a diving save. Tapped over, and that one is out of play. 20-18, back to within two. Well, here comes JCN once again. Now the officials are confirming that that point was for Jeff County North. Now the official talking to the Maranatha sideline. 20-18, the Eagles lead the Chargers here in set two. Shear sends it over. Good stop on the back line. Manville sets up Bell. Her spike attempt dug out of there by Victoria Brown. Here's Shear with a spike attempt, and that one is long, and JC earns the point. And they're now down just one. 20-19, Maranatha. It was 19-14 just a little bit ago. Eagles had the lead, but now the Chargers are back within one. There's the set. There's the spike attempt and a big point. Reagan Reeder, the junior, earning that one for the Eagles. They're back up in front by two at 21-19. Maranatha trying to earn a third set with JCN. There's the serve sent on over by Alexander, and then this one gets launched out of play on a strong send, and it's 21-20. JCN getting that point there, now down just one. The libero, Claire Jobbins, will serve this one away. Sends it across. And then Piva couldn't quite handle it on the back line, and we're tied at 21. 21-21 here in set two. JCN won the first set 26-24. But pushed here to the near side. There's the set. Spike attempt, and it's out of play. Maranatha earning the big point there to take the lead at 22-21. Having to fetch the ball out of the crowd as it ricocheted into the stands. Tate Shear will send it across. Manville sets. There's the spike. Saved up in the air, but it's back across. Once again, Rank, the sophomore. Her spike is too long. And back points lead at 23-21. I think we're going to get a timeout. So JCN burns one, down two here in the second set. But they won the first set, 26-24. They're down 23-21 here in set two. We're back in 30 seconds here on CARE 93.7.
This weekend, get ready to experience a new level of terror with The Killing Floor. In conjunction with the Silos Haunt in Nortonville, it's the new haunted thrill attraction featuring a different level of terror. The Chain Gang, sponsored by Bishop's Chainsaws. This weekend from sundown to midnight, see if you have what it takes to survive The Killing Floor. We don't want to scare you away. We just want to keep you.
Out of the timeout, 23-21 Maranatha here in the second set over Jefferson County North. Maranatha needs this to force a deciding set three. Jobbins on the back line, keeping it up in the air for JCN. Good save on the front line there. Blocked at the net, sent behind. Maranatha has it in possession, sent across by Victoria Brown. Manville sets up her teammate. There's the spike. It's blocked by Maranatha at the front of the net. Push back over. Now Brown has it for the Eagles. Piva spike attempt, and Piva lands it home. It is set point for Maranatha. They lead 24-21. They had set point quite a few times in the first set, but could not hold. And they need to certainly hold this time to keep this one alive. There's the set, and there's the spike, and Audrey Bell keeping JCN alive here in this set. It's now 24-22. Get a quick sub. Macy Thompson checks back in for JCN. This is Jocelyn Seaver back to serve for JCN. They're down two here in the second set, 24-22. They won the first match, though, 26-24. Piva, the kill, it's out of play, too strong. 24-23. Here comes JCN once again. So Seaver back to serve. It's still one time here. Set point for Maranatha if they can earn it. Brown pushing it up front. Piva, her spike, saved on the back line and then tapped again. JCN has it, pushing it over. Brown back up front. They want to set up Piva. She'll spike it. Deflected, and it lands, and we head to a third set. 25-23 Maranatha. A deciding third set is coming up next. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Back for set three in a moment here on CARE 93.7.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Jan with Giant Communications, and our free times three promo is back. When you sign up for new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, the first month free, and free modem rental for the first year of service. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust, because Giant Communications is the fastest internet service provider in the area, offering download speeds up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry to save big, because our free times three promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, visit giantcom.net.
Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville wants to congratulate the Jefferson County North volleyball team and wish them the best of luck at state this weekend in Dodge City. Gals of Grace has new fall t-shirts, flannels, and sweaters, so stop by and see them from 9 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 2. Check them out on Facebook for the new fashion updates. Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique at 518 Main Street in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
K-A-I-R-F-M. Horton, Atchison.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
A deciding set three here in the second match of pool play for Jeff County North here at the 2A State Volleyball Tournament in Dodge City. Here against Maranatha Christian Academy, JCN rallied for a first set win, 26-24, and then Maranatha held off the Chargers in the second set, 25-23. So getting set for a deciding third set in this one. JCN 0-1 here in pool play. They lost to Garden Plain earlier this afternoon in straight sets. Maranatha is 1-0. They're coming off a three-set win over the two-seed Ellenwood. So JCN certainly needs this more than Maranatha does. Top two out of the four teams in each pool will make it to championship Saturday. And if you drop to 0-2, more than likely your season is going to be done. JCN, their hopes alive. So just double confirming the lineups for both teams. The officials with the checks and the thumbs up, and I think we are good to go. JCN will serve it up to begin this deciding third set. There's the set right into the net, and a point for JCN as Reagan Reeder threw that one into the net on a spike attempt. And the Chargers take an early 1-0 lead. Holly Forge sends this one away. Line drive just clips the top of the net. And fighting for it right on top of the net as two went up for it on each side. And they're going to say Maranatha was in the net. So JCN jumping out to an early 2-0 lead here in the second set. Or third set, excuse me. Forge will send this one over. Chargers off to a good start. Into the net, and it's an ace. Reel it in, she says. 3-0 Chargers. So a good start for JCN. Here in set number three. Forge sends it over. It's popped in the air. Pushed here to the near side. Reeder, her attempt is out, and it is 4-0 JCN. Good of a start as you could have hoped for through the first four, a 4-0 lead. Here's Forge sending it over, barely clips the top of the net, nearly had another ace. That one tipped over by Zion Jones. That one finally tipped over and out of play, and JCN gets that point. 5-0 is their lead here in the third set. So this one is sent across. By Forge, continues her serve. Jones taps it over with the right hand. Now set up and then sent back over for JCN. Now Maranatha here on the attack. Blocked at the net, and that one's going to land, and the Eagles get on the board. First point for Maranatha here in the third set. They're down 5-1 to JCN. So much-needed point for the Eagles as it's Tate Shear back to serve for Maranatha. Line drive serve, popped into the air towards the front. Manville sets up Bell. That spike attempt is sent back over. Now Jommins will set up Manville, who sets up Bell, and that one is out of play. And back-to-back points for Maranatha after JCN scored the first five. So once again, it's Shear to serve. For Maranatha Christian Academy. Pushed up in the air by Bell. Manville sends it across to Thompson. Her spike rejected on the back line. Here's Piva. Her spike attempt lands in between the soft spot of the defense. And now three straight points for the Eagles. After the Chargers scored the first five. Shear continues to serve. Sends it over line drive. Punched in the air by Bell. Then on over by Thompson. Diving save sent back over to the JCN side. Bell pushing that one over. Brown sets it up front. Piva's spike attempt is blocked. She puts it back up in the air, and it's going to be a point for JCN. Lands on the outside of the antenna, sticking up here on the near side. JCN's lead is a double up right now at 6-3. Audrey Bell sends this one over. Victoria Brown lost the handle on the back line. It's going to be an ace. An ace for Jeff County North. Their lead 7-3 now. Audrey Bell back to serve. Sends this one across. Barely tips the top of the net, but lands over. Battle at the front of the net, and it's won there by Jeff County North. Thompson and Manville doing a good job defensively. So three straight for JCN. Their lead is 8-3. Bell sends this one across, and that one is long, and it's going to be a point for the Eagles. 8-4 JCN here in set three. If you're just joining us, JCN won the first set 26-24. Then Maranatha held off the Chargers 25-23 in set two, and now it's JCN 8, Maranatha 4 here in the third set. There's the set spike. Victoria Brown saving it on the back line. There's Piva's spike attempt landing on the JCN side, but punch back over. And then this one is in for Maranatha. Big point. They're now down 3 at 8-5. Victoria Brown back to serve, the sophomore libero for Maranatha. sends it over line drive style. Now there's Thompson battling at the front of the net, and that's going to be a point for the Chargers. 9-5 their lead. We saw the first two sets. Jeff County North having to rally for a majority of the match, or both matches, I should say. That one tapped over by Piva. That one is out. They're arguing that it was tipped by Thompson, and that's going to be a point. The tip is not won. Bar official says she did not see it. So it's now 10-5, Jeff County North. Sent on over by Jordan Rank, and then a violation committed by Maranatha, 11-6, Jeff County North, timeout Eagles. It's all JCN here in the third set. We'll take a breather. Back in 30 seconds here on CARE 93.7.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Jeff County North here in control, set number 3 over Maranatha Christian Academy. Out here in Dodge City, 2A State Volleyball Tournament. 11-5, the Chargers lead. Needing to win this one to keep their Saturday hopes alive. That one tipped, and that one lands home, and another JCN point. Finished off by Ruckdeschel. And it's now 12-5 in favor of Jeff County North. Sent on over by Jordan Rank, the sophomore. Near side, the spike attempt. Put up in the air, JCN saves it. Ruckdeschel sends it back over, but it is out. Point for Maranatha, 12-6, JCN. Smith Center trying to close out Wabunsee in straight sets on the other side of pool play behind us. Smith Center came in as the top seed, now 39-2 overall. There's Thompson's spike attempt, but she keeps it back alive. As now Ruckdeschel has to send it over here to the near side, but that one's out of play, and it's another point for the Eagles, and the score is 12-7, JCN. Reagan Reeder back to serve for Maranatha. Sends it across to the right hand here, short left side. And then miscommunication on the front line with Ruckdeschel and Bell. And that one falls home, and three straight points for Maranatha. JCN's lead is cut to 4. Reeder to serve once again. Sends it over line drive. Jobbins on the back line, pushing it up front. Manville taps it over, saved up by Piva. Now sent back across there by Manville. There's a set, spike attempt by Piva, but saved on the front line. Pushed back over by JCN. They want to set up Piva. Instead, that's Schrammick who finishes that one. 5-9 sophomore, now 4 straight for Maranatha. They're back to within 3 at 12-9. Now JCN wants to burn a timeout after 4 straight by the Eagles. We'll pause for 30. Back in a moment here on CARE 93.7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Out of the timeout, Jefferson County North leading Maranatha Christian Academy 12-9 here in the third set. Their second match in pool play. JCN lost to Garden Plain earlier today. They certainly need to win this one, keeping their Saturday hopes alive. There's another point for Maranatha. That one goes into the net. Now 5 straight for the Eagles, and they're back to within 2 at 12-10. as it's Reeder continuing to serve, and that one is out, and a point for the Chargers. Now they lead 13-10. Quick sub checking back in. Corey Bertles in to serve for the Chargers as Thompson comes out. There's the set, or there's the serve, and it barely grazes the top of the net, but gets over. There's the spike attempt by Piva. Good dig on the back line. They want to set up Ruck the shell. She pushes it over with two hands. Now the Eagles have it spiked back in the face of Piva. She can just smile about that one. It's a Jeff County North point. And the lead is 14-10. It's a four-point advantage for the Chargers. Bertles to serve. Sends it over. Backside, Victoria Brown pushing it up front. Push to the backside. Spike attempt blocked. Defense right now for JCN been the difference, really, in the last set and a half. JCN here on the offensive end, though. Pushed back over by Manville. Brown wants to set it up here near side. That one pushed over and down for Marinata. That's a point earned there by Lane Schrammick, the sophomore. 14-11, JCN. Piva back to serve. Spins it twice. Puts it up and sends it over. And that one is long. Another service there for Marinata. It's 15-11, Jeff County North. It's Manville to serve. Brown sets it up front. They want Piva on the spike, and she puts it into the net. It's now 16-11, Jefferson County North. Up five here in set number three. Manville sends over the serve. And that is once again thrown into the net. Boy, Marinata now just shooting themselves in the foot with mistake after mistake. It's now 17-11 JCN. They have scored three straight and five of the last six. And a lot of those are due to miscues by the Eagles. Here's Brown on the defensive end, tapped at the front of the net, and then Jobbins having to run for it, keeping it in play, and it's sent back over by Manville. Here are the Eagles now on the offensive end. Push back over with two hands. JCN now with it. Pushing it to the far side. Ruck the shell with the right hand, and it's going to be out of play, but it's off of Piva. And another point for JCN. And the lead is now 18-11. Smith Center made quick work of Waubunsee as they pick up the sweep. They move to 2-0 in pool play, the top overall seed. Good defense, and JCN gets another point. It is all Chargers here in the third set. Timeout, Marinata. 19-11, set three. A deciding set three. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds here on CARE 93.7.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
And Jefferson County North put the finishing touches on a three-set victory here against Marinata Christian Academy. They lead set 3-19-11. After losing their first match of pool play to Garden Plain, this is a much-needed one for the Chargers. Back to the action. Chargers have it on their side. They push it up to Ruck the shell. Her spike is blocked. Tipped back in the air, far side. Chargers doing everything they can to get it back over. They do, but it's out of play. And the Eagles get that point, now down 19-12. That stops a run of five straight for the Chargers. And seven of the last eight. Do the Eagles have one more run in them? Nope, they throw it right into the nets. Another service error. That one by Schrammick. So it's now 20-12, JCN. Jobbins back to serve for Jefferson County North. The libero sends it over with the right hand. Piva gets under it, sets it up front. They want to set up Shear. Her spike attempt going right into the net, and it's 21-12. as Jeff County North inching closer to their first pool play victory. Pushing it to the backside, tipped over by Zion Jones. Now Chargers have it. They send it to the far side, and that was Rank who put it into the net. So a point there for Maranatha. JCN's lead is 21-13. This is Sienna Alexander to serve it away. Jobbins on the back line, and a violation committed, a double hit against Jeff County North. So another point for the Eagles. Chargers still leading by 7 at 21-14. Sent on over with the left hand. Chargers put it up front. It's blocked. Piva sends it over. Now Brown. The backside spike attempt. Good diving save by Jobbins on the back end for JCN's defense. Now push back over on a third attempt. Piva sets it up front. Jones sends it over with the right hand. Another diving stop there by Jobbins. Tapped over. Jones has it. Sent across. And a whistle and a violation committed by Maranatha. JCN gets the points. It's now 22-14. Macy Thompson checks back in for the Chargers. This would really make things interesting in pool number two if Maranatha, or if I should say Jeff County North, holds on for this win. There's Thompson's spike attempt. Piva digs it out on the back line. It's pushed to the backside, sent on over by Shear. Manville sets up Bell, but that one is long, and a point for Maranatha. 22-15, JCN by 7. As Ellenwood and Garden Plain will play next, and then Garden Plain will follow against Maranatha. Garden Plain is 1-0. Service error goes long, and it's now 23-15 JCN. Boy, this would be a heck of a win considering how the first set looked. Rallying for a big win. Maranatha won the second set, but it's been all JCN, another defensive stop, and it's now match point for the Chargers as Thompson blocks it at the front of the net, 24-15. They got plenty of space here for match point. Chance to end it right now. Bell sends it over. Brown puts it up front. Tipped over by Zion Jones, and Maranatha hangs around. They get a point there. It's now 24-16. Victoria Brown, the sophomore libero, to serve it up for Maranatha. But JC in a lot of breathing room. It's match point, 24-16. Jobbins to the far side. Manville to kill, and it's going to land, and that'll do it. 25-16. Set 3 victory for Jeff County North. They keep their Saturday hopes alive with a big win over Maranatha Christian Academy. We'll pause real quick for a timeout. We'll come back here in a couple of minutes and wrap this one up here on CARE 93.7.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped strawberry, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured blizzard of the month is the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard. Find it all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
All right, a monster win for Jefferson County North here at the 2A State Volleyball Tournament. They get to 1-1 in pool play with a 3-set victory over Maranatha Christian Academy, the 7 seed. It was 26-24, 23-25, and 25-16. Boy, that first set, they were down 18-8. In the middle of that set, Maranatha had gone on a monster run. And then JCN was down 24-19 in that first set and scored 7 straight to win it 26-24. They also had another late push in set number 2, but Maranatha was able to hold on 25-23 to force a third set. And it was pretty even through the first half and change of set 3. JCN had built a 13-10 lead and then went on a run where they scored 7 of 8 to push that lead out, and they would hold on 25-16 in set number 3. So the next couple of matches are going to be really important, as JCN, of course, obviously in the mix for a top 2 finish now, as it's Ellenwood and Garden Plain. Now, Garden Plain, if they went out, they'll win this side of the pool, because they already beat Jeff County North earlier today. They get the 2-seed Ellenwood, who lost to Maranatha just prior to the JCN Maranatha game. So right now, you have Garden Plain at 1-0. You have Jeff County North and Maranatha both at 1-1, and JCN would have the tiebreaker now with the head-to-head win over Maranatha. And then right now, Ellenwood, the 2-seed, 0-1. So if you're Ellenwood, you need to win your next 2, and that would include a win over Jeff County North later on tonight. So that would be our final. So we got 2 matches coming up before we get to the final match with JCN and Ellenwood. Again, right now it's 7:30. We are a solid hour behind schedule here. So if that holds true, roughly we're going to be looking at about a 9:30-ish start time for Ellenwood and Jeff County North. That will be the final match of a pool play. But, of course, these next 2 matches are really going to determine how the seeding is going to shape out. But, obviously, JCN is still going to need a win over Ellenwood later on tonight to punch their ticket to championship Saturday. So, again, want to give out a big thanks to Joseph Curry back in studios, keeping us locked in and on the air here on CARE. And for now, we send it back to the studios. Again, a rough 9:30 ETA start time for the final match with JCN taking on Ellenwood. But until then, signing off here on CARE 93.7. We'll talk to you later on tonight.
Thanks for listening to High School Volleyball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, powered by MSC Sports. Keep up to date with your favorite local teams on the air at 93.7 FM. And be sure to visit us online at mscsports.net for late-breaking sports news, along with game recaps, schedules, and more. This has been an MSC Sports production.